Don Young told the large Sitka Chamber audience that he's 79 years old, feels 28, and acts 16. Wearing a flannel shirt and his trademark bolo tie, Young, who is the 56th longest-serving member of Congress in the history of the United States, said the modern Congress was more interested in the camera than constituents.
I will say truthfully, I think we probably have the least functioning Congress that I've ever served in. And why? Primarily it's because of this TV camera right here looking at me and the bobbleheads that represent the public instantaneously and the response by the congressman. Instead of doing what they believe is correct, they will respond to, I call the instant information cycle. I have never been accused of that. I do what I believe is correct by the people of Alaska, and when you decide that it's not correct, then I'll have another occupation.
Young had other complaints about changes in Congress over his years of service, principally the abdication of congressional budget-setting powers to the president.
We have neglected our duty, and I'll be right up front with you. The classic example recently is earmarks. That's our job as Congress to designate. We have the right, and only us, not the president, to spend money and to raise money. And yet we somehow allow the president to set the priorities. And that's not good for a democracy. Does it affect any of you in this room immediately? No. It's a creeping, I call it like a disease that will eventually kill you. And a freedom that we had in the past will be lost.
Young, who wears his conservative stripes proudly, mourned the loss of bipartisanship. He attributed increasing gridlock to the fact that shifting toward compromise often came at a great political cost to members of both parties. He said more work got done when it was out of the public eye.
Any type of formal legislation, transparency and knowledge of everything makes it impossible to work jointly together to achieve a goal for the good of the people.
But Congress is not exclusively to blame for the country's problems, Young said. The federal bureaucracy has always been a favorite target, as well as more specific failings, such as a lack of an energy policy and excessive regulations. In Alaska, Young warned that residents had grown too comfortable, and it had affected our expectations and our productivity.
But 64 years, we've had good times. We're all pretty comfortable. State pays for this, the state pays for that. We all get lots of largesse from the government, federal and the state, and we stop producing.
Young said it was impossible to save our way to prosperity. He thought the lack of young people in the audience was telling. He did find one 20-year-old home from college and challenged her.
God has given this earth and given this state with the greatest resources in the world and actually the brain power to do it if we just have the courage and get off of our duffs and do it. That's our challenge, and that's your challenge, young lady. You may like what you have right now, but you're going to have kids someday, and they better be able to get a job.
Young is running for re-election this year. If Alaskans send him back to Washington, he'll be the 26th most senior congressman in the history of the United States. He told the chamber he has no plans to retire. I'll do this as long as God wants me to, he said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.